But I don't think there's anything else I need to do among the announcements. So we'll get right into the theme. We began last week. We're still in chapter one, the meaning of miracles, and the theme that Ken is addressing now, where we are on page 33. We've got to the bottom, close to the bottom of the second column on page 33 in chapter one, in Journey Through the Text of A Course in Miracles. And the theme is time. We had talked a little bit last week about how Ken has said that sin, guilt, and fear, which are in the wrong mind. Oh, thank you, Virginia. Sin, guilt, and fear that are in the wrong mind, really, when they're projected out into the world of form, become past, present, and future. With sin is in the past, and we experience guilt then in the present, believing the sin is real, and live in fear of punishment, the punishment that we'll get for our sin, which is fear of what might come in the future. But there's only really time and space in the world of separation, in the world of form. So there's only the potential, the idea, the concept behind it is in the mind. You can only experience a time and space when projected out into a world of form. And there's a lot of things that will follow from that Ken will be exploring, we'll be talking about.